Yeah, but basically we're at the point where like if Jude has a doctor's appointment or needs to pick up a script or anything, I go because we need an advocate there, you know, to make sure.
Yeah. They will do things if I'm alone that they won't do if I have company. And so where we're at is if you are still very visible, people are still very uncomfortable, and people that have some sort of power will use it. And you just have to be able to outsmart them and kind of, you know, bring an advocate with you or go somewhere else, even though that's not an ideal answer.
Hello, and welcome back to Non-Binary Gender, Scholarship and Experience. I'm Lauren.
And I'm Peyton.
And we'll be your hosts of today's episode, in which we will be equipping you with ways to be an ally and advocate for non-binary and gender non-conforming individuals. In this episode, we will cover some of the needs of non-binary people and then specify ways that you can be an ally.
I come from multiple spaces where gender variance is at times maligned, but you know, that's anywhere, any culture, anything. But come from pretty inclusive spaces, or spaces that we are fighting to make more inclusive actively every day. I want nothing more than for trans kids to have easy lives and non-binary kids to have easier lives. And that literally just starts with people not looking at them with an attitude that they made up and applying it to another person.
We'll start with some research out of Amsterdam in this episode. Researchers conducted a long-term ethnographic study on the queer community there, and came out of it with 11 interviews with non-binary individuals. By analyzing these interviews, they gathered 5 common traits that were really important to the needs of non-binary people in Amsterdam. The first one of these is gender as a spectrum instead of reading it as a binary. Saying that gender is a spectrum instead of a binary will capture the complexity and diversity of gender constructs and experiences rather than putting them in a box.
Right. Yeah. Or just limiting it in general, just acknowledging how broad gender can be. Another common trait the researchers found was discovering and defining oneself. These non-binary individuals used various terms to self-identify, and they really based how they performed gender on how they were feeling and, you know, just what fit them that day.
The next topic that they found was downplaying gender construction. So with downplaying gender, non-binary people are able to portray their gender in a way that fits the environment and the safety that they feel in that space. An example of that would be dressing more according to traditional standards of what male and female should dress like wear a dress if you look like a woman, or dress in a suit if you look like a man. And they might do things like that, or they might be more able to express themselves and in spaces with friends as well.
That kind of fits into having spaces of visibility, which is the next point that the researchers found. And the need for queer safe spaces is so significant for non-binary people. They need those safe spaces to have acceptance, receive attention, and just have camaraderie, and not always just physical safe spaces, but even within the internet and being able to also participate in activist work and have actual physical communal spaces also.
And it really is unfortunate that non-binary people can't just be themselves out in public. It was the final point that these researchers pulled out of their interviews was that non-binary people were really looking for the new normal of acceptance in society. They want acknowledgement of the presence of queer identities, and they want it to become mainstream because it will be easier to, you know, come out to friends and family if they feel that their identities changed, and it'll be easier to have these conversations. It affirms and validates their relationships with friends and partners and family members even. By keeping the needs of non-binary folks in mind, people can be better allies for their non-binary friends, families, and partners.
Absolutely. When we talk about being an ally, there are some specific things that we can all do to support non-binary individuals. During a 2017 TED Talk at the University of Kent, Grayson Hall, a non-binary educator, answers the question, how can you be a good ally? Grayson Hall went over these tips for being a good ally. First was ask what pronouns someone uses. Maybe you've been in a situation or in a classroom or work setting where someone may have asked you what your preferred pronouns are. By asking and then using someone's preferred pronouns, it helps identify and validate that person. Just because you might get someone's pronouns wrong, don't worry about apologizing a million times. Don't make a big deal out of it. Acknowledge that you made the mistake, use the right pronouns, and keep moving on. I think that's really what is important to a lot of non-binary people is ask me my pronouns and use them. I understand you're going to make a mistake. It's going to happen, but just keep trying your best.
Because the only way you're going to learn is by practicing, right? That's like one of the golden rules of education in life, really. The next point that Grayson had in their TED talk was that allies shouldn't assume anything about anyone's gender because, you know, you can never judge a book by its cover. And it's the same thing with people. Like, you can't assume someone's gender just by taking a glance at them. Ask them about it if they're willing to talk about it. And in the same line of thought, Grayson says that allies shouldn't be giving unwanted opinions on presentation or gender in general, because if you say something like, oh, but you're dressing so femininely, what do you mean you're non-binary? That's not good. That's
it's not your business. A lot of people, especially with strangers, think it's easy to just comment on someone else's clothing, body hair, and it's not your business. Let that person present however they want to present. Another way that we can be an ally that Grayson gives an example of is to sign petitions. There are typically different types of petitions that are available that can support trans and gender nonconforming individuals' rights. Other ways that you can get involved are by connecting with your local Pride or LGBT plus organizations. Typically, these organizations have different events that you can get involved in or other volunteer opportunities to support your LGBT plus community. And when we get involved in this way, this can help expedite policy changes that address inequality and inequity in various settings.
And I do want to take a second to address a concern that a lot of people have over signing petitions, because a lot of people will argue that they really aren't effective in the long term and that they may not actually lead to policy changes sometimes, and they don't work all the time. Sometimes nothing changes with it. But I don't think that means that they were completely ineffective, because in the end, like, they did generate public support and people who look at this petition and see, oh, thousands of people signed on to this, thousands of people support the things that I do and the way that I live. And that can be really validating for people who are struggling so much with their identity, just to see, like, even if it's just strangers on the internet.
Another way that signing petitions and being an active community member can change the lives of non-binary people can even come down to the bathrooms that people use in public spaces. For a non-binary person, when they have to choose which restroom they go into, even Grayson Hall touches on this in their TED talk about the severe anxiety that a non-binary person can experience from having to choose which restroom they go into. And Grayson touches on the fact that, unfortunately, many non-binary and trans people can experience reoccurring and severe UTI infections because of not being able to use a bathroom in a public space that they feel comfortable with.
Yeah, and that reminds me of something that our guest Splash said during our panel discussion, and I'll let you listen to that now.
Gendered bathrooms are just a scam for bathroom companies to sell more bathrooms.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I agree. 100%.
Bathrooms are binary propaganda.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Back to what Grayson said in their TED talk. The last point that they make is that people should try to understand. Just try to understand, period. You have to be open-minded to learning about non-binary and all other queer identities, because there's no way that you can learn more about someone if you have all these, like, preconceived notions and aren't willing to look into that a little bit more and, like, deconstruct that a little bit more and, like, why do I think that way?
Right. And it's not just about trying to understand the people around you. It is about asking yourself those questions of, why do I feel this way about gender? Why do I feel this way about sexuality? What is it within me that needs attention to address why I feel uncomfortable with this person and the way they're performing their gender. So not only is it about reflecting on the people around you, it's about doing some self-reflection too. That's super important when we're trying to work through this new normal and this new inclusive and diverse world that we're trying to create. Our guest Biff from our panel, one of the things that he said was
impact over intent, 100%.
That resonated with me so much because we can have the best intentions. We can do our best to try and understand, ask questions, be an ally, but maybe the impact wasn't what we intended. And when that happens, we have to be able to take responsibility, be thankful for the learning opportunity, which better equips us, and then just keep doing the work.
I think that's a great note to wrap up this episode, Lauren. Being mindful about the interactions we all have with non-binary folks will cultivate a world where we feel more accepted, supported, and validated. And I think that's what everyone deserves after all. Thanks for listening to Non-Binary Gender, Scholarship, and Experience. Join us next time as we come together as a group and wrap up the series. Have a great day.